This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Two funny mamas indeed, but guess what? It's Chris Denman hanging out with three friends of the two funny mamas. One funny daddy, two funny not mamas.
Hey,
Andre could be either one. Let's get the important stuff out of the way. No Sherry, no Kim today. We'll tell you why in just a bit, but let's meet some of our co-hosts. We've got three of them today. Beverly Perkins, you go by B-Flat. Let's tell the people how to follow you on Instagram and what you have going on in your life.
Well, first of all, Chris, why are you always putting out my government name? You know I owe everybody and their mama.
Oh,
Nelson, not Obama Perkins. I guess I probably should close the back door since everybody want to be hot riding down the alley. It ain't even warm hot. I got the heat on. Excuse me.
Can I tell you something? Hi, Yamanika. Hi, Andre Lavelle.
Hi. You got the heat on because she's anemic.
I wanted
That's
to
see that. That's the heat on because I'm anemic. Yamanika said it.
Philadelphia sounds a lot like St. Louis.
It is in the alley right back there, and they think it's a hot day. I guess it's about like 60. Everybody out there popping wheelies and stuff in the alley, messing up my time, messing up AKA baby hair super fresh, AKA flipping to the folks.
Let's plug this. Let's focus on the three stars for today. B, you can be followed on Instagram at Flat Out Funny is where you follow her. She's got Tuesday night. She does Tighten Up Tuesday. Give us a paragraph on what Tighten Up Tuesday is, B.
We flip your shit and make it fly.
Or a sentence. Yeah, that works
that's
too.
That's the favorite right there. That's the elevator pitch.
She does. It's the best DIY and comedy show you could ever possibly imagine. We've actually got a couple photos, B. Look at this. Who is that?
Oh, Lord, that's from last night. That's my hubby who never comes down to the podcast. But it was our anniversary last night. So he thread through. That's what he said. I'm going to thread through.
Now,
so here's, he came down.
Here's how B starts the show every Tuesday. Check this out. There's a little dance off, and Key gets in on the action every week.
Chris, you ain't tell me you was going to be doing all this. You wrong for that.
it's a special show. So we've got Key that kicks off every show. Do you want to throw out a couple dates? I know you've got some dates you're doing with Vanessa Fraction and some other folks, B. I know you've got stand-up. Let's get the plugs out of the way up top. What do you say?
It's funny because our tour starts next Friday, October 7th in Cleveland, and we're doing a Get Out the Vote tour. It's like a big political thing that we're, you know, just trying to get women out the vote. I'm still trying to figure out where the hell we're going to be. I know what cities we're going to be in, but I don't know the locations yet. Well, I've been checking my email all day because I wanted to go ahead and post, you know, like where we're going to be. But yes, as you can see, we're going to be in Cleveland, Orlando, Atlanta, Kalamazoo, Detroit, Macon, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. The other thing I'm a little concerned about, maybe Orlando. I don't know about that since it's next week and, you know, the hurricane and who knows about power outages. You know, I'm really just praying that people can get through. The last thing I'm thinking about is a show when people are down there suffering. So I just pray that, you know, by next week, people can get back if that's necessary. Perfect. I pray it's not too necessary.
Nicely said. B, check out her Instagram for the dates. You can also see Michelle, the indie mom of comedy, B-Flat, Aaron Jackson, and the very funny Vanessa Fraction. One of our other co-hosts today, Yamanika Saunders. Ever heard of her, B?
What? All day, every day on my left titty.
And there it is. One. No Sherry, no problem. We've got the edit button. Yamanika can be followed on Instagram at Yamanika. You know her from Hulu series, from Comedy Central, all over the place. She's also got her 100th episode of Live with Yamanika. We can check that out on the Yamanika YouTube channel. That will air, I believe, tonight as we record it. And then today, as this airs for Two Funny Mamas, go check it out. Very funny show.
Can I tell say something?
Tell us about that show, Yamanika, or whatever you like.
Well, thank you, Chris. Chris, he gave B more freedom. And with me, I sort of came in as a packaged thing already. And it was lovely.
Not the eye. She gave the earth a kiss.
I'm glad I'm off the screen. I turned red.
I loved it. I loved it. No, I want to. First of all, I want to say this before I get this young lady that came to my show in Las Vegas, who from here, Tanya. I hope I didn't say it wrong, but you know, she bought me some pajamas to the show. This is why I love being on Two Funny Mamas. Everybody here is so supportive of the crew. We just had such a wonderful day. I wish I had the pajamas. She bought me some beautiful pajamas. She caught me on my live, and I was talking about how I love wearing two set pajamas, like a nice little bottom and a top. And so thank you so much for that. I'm not going to be long. You can catch me actually October 13th through 15th. I will be at the House of Detroit in Detroit, Michigan, October 13th through 15th, as well as I'll be doing a one-nighter in Ohio at Hilarities on the 16th. So that's what I have coming up right away, and I would love to see you guys there.
Incredible. Very funny. Cool. And you're also on like 900 TV shows, Yamanika. Is that the official?
I am. I'm on Life and Beth. We're preparing for the second season of that, which is on Hulu. It's a funny, beautiful and funny series. Amy Schumer is the lead on that. And really, it's just a beautiful series. You can also catch me on That Damn Michael Tate Show. I was blessed last season. I was on the first season and second season, but blessed to write on the second season. And you can also catch me on the final season of Flatbush Misdemeanors. I play Dr. Flowers, a very, very tawdry therapist who doesn't quite have her shit together, but she gonna get their shit together.
Sounds amazing.
They picked the right person for that part.
Thank you.
I love you.
Joining the ladies today, fan favorite, the commenter's delight. I think his DMs are the fullest of anybody on Two Funny Mamas and extended family. Andre Lavelle, follow on Instagram at the Andre Lavelle. You know what? Since Yamanika kind of poo-pooed her intro, I'm just going to leave the door wide open for you. Andre, what do you have going on?
Not a damn thing, Chris.
Where can we see that at, Dre? Where would that be playing? I'm going to catch that.
Love that show.
Yes, and how much are the tickets?
Actually, with the 16 Productions,
yeah,
I'm leaving helm because Kim's busy. My other business partners, they're busy. So to make sure stuff gets done, I'm stuck here in the office / production house doing every damn thing. So I'm working on these pitch decks and editing these videos and putting it all together so that I can have a nice long list of what I'll be doing in a few months.
Well, I've got a list of things you're selling at kimscloset.com. Tell us about that website.
kimscloset.com. Yeah, basically it's celebrity memorabilia. So I go in Kim's closet. I take all the stuff that she even wore in movies and on the red carpet. I actually swiped some stuff from Sherry's closet, too, before she went to New York. So I put it on the website. I got shoes, pants, all kinds of outfits. I tried to get a wig and some jewelry, but they wouldn't let me get that. But if you go to kimscloset.com, whatever you purchase on the website goes towards us doing some things here at 16th Productions. And also, if you go to my Cash App or on the website, 16thproductions.com, and you donate $50 or more, I'll send you this nice 16th Productions cap. If you do it on the Cash App, make sure you give me your address, because a couple of people, they sent the money and didn't give me the address. And I'm like, well, I'm supposed to send a hat to?
That don't make sense. Well, Dre, I'll tell you that when Not a Damn Thing Volume 1-9 come out, I'm gonna watch all of them.
I appreciate it.
And my Cash App is also that. I ain't seeing your shit. I was looking for glasses that I got from Rocky made these glasses for me, and I thought this would be a great time for me to promote. I have to come back on. I don't have my stuff together today. I don't have the pajamas. I don't have these beautiful from Rocky. I wear Rocky. You know that Rocky, Rocky Kim.
Tell you what.
He's amazing. Well, you know what I got, Chris.
Well, since
it all started on Two Funny Mamas, my flash rags.
Oh boy, here it goes. Here it comes.
Handy. Look at that. Swagged in the sweat.
Buyjack.com/bflat.
Right. Since we promoting and since I'm flash.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Well, we'll support Eyewear by Rocky later on in the Support of Black Business segment. How about that? Since you since you whiffed, Yamanika, and you chose not to support a Black business, we as a family will at the end of the show.
I have those shades somewhere here. They're gorgeous. She made them exactly like, I mean, her spirit.
And
I want to see them.
We'll get to, you, hey, you can look for them, or I can pull up a photo as well.
Why you gonna pull up a photo of my shades?
You don't want to know.
Oh, and I don't want to know. And while y'all talking about that, Dre,
yeah,
all I want to say is you're looking debonair. I like the color on you. It's popping.
Oh, thank you.
I like your beard. I
look different. All I ever wear is black or a white t-shirt. So I tried a little color. Got a little gold in there.
Yeah, we all popping. You sitting in that chair like you waiting on the results for the doctor to call you or something, like you're nervous. You mean to the front.
Well, I'm trying to be like Chris. I got the green bag. I'm trying to up my game a little bit. Right.
You all to the front like this, like I'll be glad when his ass called. Let me know about my cholesterol level.
Actually, I might need a couple of them flash rags since I done started getting my workout on again. I'd be sweating.
Oh, yeah, you need the one that say swagged in the sweat. Okay. Most of the guys always get those. I mean, they come in the pack, but they'll like give the other ones to their sister or mama, but they rock the swagged in the sweat.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm
sure you're not the drip diva. Don't want the pink drip diva. All right.
You haven't seen him on the dance floor recently.
Oh, Chris has, obviously.
Well, we'll wait for Yamanika to get back. But I'm actually curious. Andre, you filled in a couple weeks ago, so you may not have as much to give on this. But being Sherry and Kim being out, they're both very busy. That's why they're out. If you're still tuned in, you're still watching, that's because you're supporting Two Funny Mamas. We said this would happen here and there. Sherry's TV show is happening. We've got great fill-ins. Today's a great example of that. I'm curious. Maybe the audience is curious. Andre, you start us off since you kind of did this with Kim last week, but maybe it'll be a little bit more brief for all three of you. Andre, you start, and then we'll throw to B. Where, let's see, first time you became aware of and met Kim or Sherry. So, like, I first saw Sherry on this TV show, and then I actually met her when I was hammered at this party. Like, what's Andre, Kim or Sherry, what do you have?
I don't remember how I met Sherry. Probably at a comedy club. And
Yeah,
because we're all comics, so hanging out doing clubs, and that's probably how we connected. But we really got tight. Sherry's very supportive of people that are doing whatever you're trying to do. I was doing photography, and she was supportive. She needed some headshots and some publicity shots. And so I did her first headshots and publicity shots. And yeah, and we got cool after that. We became really tight.
I love that. How about you, B? Yeah. What's the first time you became aware of Sherry and the first time you actually met her?
I think I told that story on this show before. Everybody knows I met Sherry in Ohio, and it was really funny because she wasn't supposed to be hosting on the show. She was supposed to be headlining. And then when we got there, they switched it up and I ended up headlining. Because I think she had to leave or something like that. But when I came off the stage, she's like, oh my God, you're amazing. But the funny story is how I met Kim. And that was in Chicago years ago on this show. And she went up and she was, it was me and Damon Williams and one other person. And Kim Whitley was on the show. And she did her thing. And then I went up and I was the second person on the show. And I had on this bad green polka dot, like, a trench coat with brown polka dots on. I'm tight. I had like a brown and green tie-dye shirt. She was all like, when I came off the stage, she's like, I don't know who you are, but you're funny as hell. And that's a bad coat. Where you get that coat at? And we ended up talking about my coat for about 10 minutes. I was telling her I got it at like a resale shop. So, and ever since then, I used to always wear that coat because Kim used to say it was bad. And I used to pick and choose where I would wear. And I'd be like, don't take no pictures of this because I'm wearing it next week. So I this was back in the day when people had to get their pictures developed. I'd be like, let me take my coat off. Because I always wanted to, it was like I felt weird about wearing that because it was such an odd, and I had on like some bad snakeskin brown boots, but it was such an odd color. It was like pale green with big brown polka dots on the trench coat. Everybody was loving that coat, and Kim validated it. And ever since then, we were tight. She's like, make sure you give me your number. I like your style, but that coat. So, yeah, I used to covet that coat. And I didn't want to sell it because I knew if I'd have saw somebody in it, I'd be like, oh, that's that coat I sold. Somebody else wearing it. So I don't remember what I did with it. Knowing me, I probably cut it up and made a pillowcase out of it.
There it is. You can catch that.
Like 20 years ago.
You can catch that tutorial on Tighten Up Tuesday next week, yeah. 9 Eastern. Yamanika, first time you became aware of Sherry Shepherd and first time you met her?
Are we doing one by one or are we doing both?
You're the star. You're the star.
No, I'm not. If you tell them that. If you tell them that.
No, you do either. Or both. Doesn't matter.
Well, I'll do Kim first because Kim is like, you know, who doesn't remember a time when Kim Whitley was around? And I'm not saying that, like, you know, people don't like people to say that because they're like, who you trying to act like I'm? But I mean, if you don't know Kim Whitley, you're failing at comedy. We did a show. There was we went to go see a play many, many years ago. It was the first time I got to see a glimpse of her. She had come as, I think, a guest of Caroline Ray, and it was a show on Broadway. I forget, they were doing something with comedians. It was in New York City, and I saw a glimpse of her, and just such spectacular dimples, beautiful skin, taller than I had imagined, and just a wonderful person. You know, people think I'm tall. I'm 5'4" and a half. I'm a shorty, you know? So when I see women in comedy in real life, I'm like, oh, you're tall. Like, cause I'm such a little scrounge. Sherry, when I first got to meet Sherry, Sherry was a couple times like in spurts, like here and there. But I remember the first
Jerry
time I got
said,
to.
Oh. Jerry said, Sherry, oh.
I was with B actually. B took me to Sherry's house so that B could do my hair. And we needed to get a curling iron. And and I came in and sometimes when you come into people's houses, they like, you know, they kind of finicky, don't do this, do that. I mean, I just, the dogs was all over me, you know, like I got to meet Jeffrey, you know, just everything was available to me in the house. It was so lovely showing me the rooms, just so accessible. Sherry's such an accessible person, such a sweet person. So, you know, I'll never forget having that moment being in the house and just really, you know, taking it up from there. And since then, Sherry's been very, very supportive and just a wonderful person and just always thinking about other people and how can she help put somebody else on. And, you know, some of the things, I have to really say this, like when she said, you should come on, you know, before it became Sherry and she was filling out the rest of like the time for the other show. He was like, you should come on and sit down and talk. And I was like, who wants to hear me say something? Like, that don't even make no sense. You know, because people are really about bringing on guests that everybody's be like, oh my God. You know, I'm not one of those people where you come on, it's like, oh my God. They're like, who the hell is this? So for her to really take something that was her show and let me come on and sit down, and we just had girl talk, and it was so fun and engaging. And she talked to me like I was somebody. I'll never forget that. Sherry and Kim, both of them have such beautiful, amazing spirits, and God bless them.
Amen, because they've been blessing so many people, I included.
Yeah,
I see. Yes.
Yes.
Everybody here, and I don't mean to one-up the three of you, but I'm going to break the rules. I'm going to tell how I became aware of Jeffrey, and then when I first met him, because it kills all these stories. I became aware of Jeffrey through Sherry, obviously online, and then I met, this is a story I've told, and Andre knows it. I met him in L.A. He walks up to me in Sherry's kitchen, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Denman, and he gave me daps. And we hugged and we became best friends right then and there. And to hell with all the year stories. I just topped them all. Sorry. I didn't mean to, but I had to.
That's great.
Shout out to
Jeffrey.
Shout out
to his new picture.
His new picture with Sherry or which one?
Yeah. He got the fresh cut and his little mustache is all nice.
Yes.
I'm like, man, you growing up on me, man. What's going on?
New York chef.
I'm like, I'm sure they do.
He's loving it. When I talked to Sherry last week, I was like, where's Jeffrey? She's like, he out, he at a party. I was like, see, I told you he was going to be doing his thing when he got to New York. You just got to let him do it.
Exactly.
He always wanted to be in New York. And he feels as though he can navigate it. Let him. Jeffrey about to be 21 soon. I'm just saying, he'll be a grown man. Soon, see it.
Yeah.
And he's ready to get out, so.
But you know, moms, they always want their kids to stay a kid, you know. So that women, moms are overprotective. Dads are like, get on out. Girl,
not all
like,
moms, Dre. Some are. There is either no middle ground. I feel like a lot of moms are really super overprotective, or they're the ones that be like, no, your ass can't come back here. When you turn 18, get out. Like I got put out. It's hard to find the middle ground ones. It is.
I want to interject. I'm curious if anybody has ever seen or heard the title of B's This Is Not Happening appearance.
Oh, you're talking about on Comedy Central.
Wait, the title, let me say this before, because Chris is about to go there. Everybody I encounter and I go, let me tell you something. You gotta go on YouTube. You gotta type in B flat. This is I say this all the time. I'm like, I have never, and I was on the damn show too. I don't even promote mine. I don't even tell people. We was on the same day. I don't even, I don't forgot I did it. Every time I said, if you wanna hear a poignant, incredible, funny story from beginning to end that has you mesmerized, you better go type in B flat. this is not happening. Everybody in my family has watched it. Anybody I've ever had more than 5 minutes with in the airport has seen it. I've pulled it up. It's in my favorites. I show everybody. I watch it when my mood and spirit is down. I have never, from beginning to damn end, without one thing going wrong, have enjoyed a story like that. I mean, that thing needs to be blowed up all over the world. If you watching this right now and you have not typed in B flat, this is not happening, and listen to that, you are losing. You are not a fan of this show.
How is me fighting my mama helping you to feel better?
Can we get the title?
It's more than that, B. It's a beauty. No, if that's, you know, it's more than that.
I've never heard it put like that.
It's more than that. It's I'm telling you, you should have made this a show. This was a coming of age. It had a beginning, middle, and end. It had a point. There was so much I didn't know. Your artistry, the things you got going on, the relationship you had with your dad. I don't want to give too much, but it's more than what she's saying. It's a lot. And for that show, that's a storytelling show. They give props to a lot of dudes that really ain't doing what they need to do because they just give Nicole they dudes. You have hands down, and I've told the executives at Comedy Central, hands down, that is the best. I ain't heard nobody else do nothing, me included, on that show, and they need to be pumping that all around town.
Yami, you might be the reason why I'm almost at 3 million views.
I tell everybody.
You and Chris.
I tell you, I literally, if you walk into Midcoast Media, there's two things going, Two Funny Mamas and then B flat on Comedy Central.
And I've had people come up to me in the airport and say that. They were like, oh my God, you're the lady that... And I'd be like, Lord, everybody, I'm going to go down in history as the lady that beat up their mama at a fight.
Yeah. No, it's more than that, B. It's
I know, but I'm...
At 18, you were fighting your mama.
No, B, tell Andre the title of the clip.
I didn't title it that. Kyle didn't title that. Beat down, mama, beat down.
It's called the title. So here we go. Here's the payoff. The title that brought this whole thing up. The title is called Beat Down on Mama.
Beat Down on Mama. Ain't that terrible?
And you know what? Some young white millennial was
bearing that.
Yeah, they put that together. Look, what is it? The Beat Down on Mama.
Exactly. I like that title. Awful.
You cannot trust them. That's why when Shirley Ralph won that award, I was like, please don't sing for these white people, because you know how they get. They were sitting there like, this is fat. What is she singing from the Wiz? What is this? Is this Colored Girl? Is this the Women's of Brewster Place? This is spectacular. They don't deserve a song. You should have had an award, Shirley Ralph. You're amazing. You've been at everything since the Rooter to the Tudor, and they just now giving you an award, and you got the nerve to sing for them? I would have got that award. I'd have been like, about time. Next. Commercial time.
All your awards early, because if your ass have to wait long, your ass might have to sing 10 years from now. And I'm going to say, Yamanika, your ass better not sing no song. Remember what you said on Two Funny Mamas?
You ain't never listen. They ain't stupid enough to give me no award. That's number one. Because when I go up there, I'm pulling all the skeletons out the closet. You think Will Smith was a problem? I'm going to be Wilhelmina Smith, okay?
Andre, have you ever fought a family member?
No, came close, but my family fight too good.
That's Andre, man. He can't fight. And I respect the man that admit he can't really fight good.
Hey, respects. If I fight my family, no.
I respect that. I can admit that. He said they fight hard. He ain't trying to fight like
that. I ain't messing with them. He said, I moved away from them. Listen, they just asked
Chicago. I left Chicago. Okay.
Right. They just asked me to do a comedy club. I'm not going to say which one in Baltimore, and my family is there. I will not be performing for them bleep words for free. Because they all going to ask for a ticket. They all going to be, that's why they keep asking me, oh, why don't you come do the family reunion? I said, y'all going to have to pay me like everybody else, and I need a contract.
Yeah, I'm with Yami on that. I sure am. I'm
not gonna make my family laugh for them to sit there. You know how family is, well, she wasn't that good, well, she ain't that funny. And then you watched it for free? No, I'm gonna get paid for my time.
That's why you can't even listen to them. I remember telling my mama that because she was complaining about the food at a comedy club. And I said, I know you ain't complaining about something that you got in free. I paid for the food. And you got in free. The show is not for you. Because my aunt was like, they talking about me. Who give a damn? You got in free. You part of the show. They talking about my suspenders. Ain't nobody tell you where them damn suspenders.
Oh, she wore suspenders?
Yes, to my show. And then I was in the back. And the people kept coming in the back talking about your mom's complaining about the food. Because my auntie kept standing up talking about my niece on the damn show. All this. And they was the front. Don't talk about me. All the MFs, my niece on the show. Wait till my niece, all of that. I didn't even want to go out there, but I had to go out there and tell them to calm down because y'all got in free. Y'all can get put in the back and have to stand up and wait for me to get there. But then drive y'all home. But y'all want to sit up in the front. That's why that was the first and last show my mama and auntie ever been at. And that was probably about 11 or 12 years ago. You don't know how to act. It's always a family. You know that, Yam. It's always somebody that don't know how to act. And unfortunately, it's my mama and her sister. So I was my dad. Like, my dad. People can invite to the show or give a ticket to, but still gonna be your family. I look at it like this. They can stay mad at me because y'all still going to be my family. Y'all still going to find something to talk about. I don't give a damn. I'm going to give these tickets to somebody that, one, can get there. I ain't got to go pick up. Two, that appreciate them.
Right, that I ain't got to go pick up.
Thank you. And we'll do the 2-drink minimum without asking me to give you the money on the 2-drink, the 2-item minimum.
All right, yeah. Andre, you ever been kicked out of somewhere that you may have snuck into?
Damn.
Like in Hollywood, like a TV show or anything?
I got kicked off Soul Train. Yeah, I snuck into Soul Train.
Lord.
I didn't know that.
But wait a minute. Andre, you're probably talking about something that happened within the last 30 decades. No.
Sherry, Kim, let Andre tell this story. This is a good one.
I want to hear it. I want to hear how you messed up the letters on the Soul Train line and they told you, get your dyslexic ass off here. You don't want to put these letters together.
That far.
I don't know what year it was when they was taping Soul Train. Because when I was looking at Soul Train, I was in the 5th grade. All I want to know is, this is one of them stories you start 47 years ago.
Oh, no, but wait. They did have the Shamar Moore years.
You got to say what it was. What year was that?
Because if it was Don Cornelius and them corns, you're going to have to...
When you said Soul Train, I'm looking at the gray. I'm like, Nadre, you're telling your age. And I don't even remember them taping Soul Train when we was coming up. Soul Train had already been taped when I was in the 4th grade, 4th, 5th, 6th grade. And that's when Don Cornelius was 62.
I give up, Chris. It's no different.
I tried, yeah. Welcome to Sherry and Kim.
Let Andre tell it.
What's in the next one?
Andre, I tried to put things in place that would ensure that you would speak at least twice.
Damn. I ain't know he was gonna come from the soul with the soul. But
I'm a spectator at this point. What do you expect?
What do you think? I just randomly ask my friends if they've ever been kicked out of a Hollywood production. I was setting them up.
Oh Lord, I'm just.
You sound like you got that
setup. You messed up. Set up.
Set me up because
no, go ahead.
If it was pain, I was like, damn.
Oh, this is great.
Go ahead and tell it. I mean, you know.
What are you drinking?
Perrier water.
Just checking. All right, what's next?
You're not gonna tell him. You gotta tell him.
Love on a set.
It's all good. I just was. I was young. I just came to LA, and they said
don't add. I was young. You trying to clear up shit now? I was young. You know, I'm already established.
This shows how desperate I was. I went for the box of chicken. I just wanted to get the chicken. I was starving. I was out here starving. Yeah, so I got kicked off before they even got to the serving the chicken, so I was really mad. Yeah. Mm. I didn't know that they put you in position. You know, when you watch it on TV, you see the dancers and they on stage, they position people. I didn't know that. So I was following the camera. Whenever I saw the camera, I was making my move towards it. And like, who is that dude just going all over the floor? I'm all up in the camera. So yeah, I got kicked off Soul Trace.
Yeah, I can see that happening because you ain't supposed to do all, you ain't never seen nobody else doing that on Soul Train.
I was straight off the boat. I came here for Shy and I was hanging out with some models and a little actress chick, and they knew everybody. So when they went, I went. And they were on Soul Train, kind of slid on in there with them. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't even know you used to hang out with Jody Wiley.
Hey!
Jay, you gotta start letting people know these kind of things. You a celebrity. A celebrity is a person that hang around the stars. You a celebrity. You gotta start letting people know that in your Soul Train days. What was your best move? What was your best move you was gonna hit him with on Soul Train? We gotta see it right now for your Cash App. Oh.
Oh.
Now I see why I'm sitting in the chair waiting on the doctor to call him.
Yeah.
Tell him the results.
Yeah.
You ain't. Oh, come on, B. You know. I know you know about the WAP. Yeah, well, see, you know.
I was about the WAP. This used to be the WAP. Yeah, I thought you was doing a Cabbage Patch. But see, you're sitting down, Grant.
That was a test. I just said you was in the same age.
Right. Y'all had the same yearbook.
And I don't think I was old enough to be dancing on Soul Train. So I'm just
I know, yeah. I wasn't. I was doing the Shamar Moore years.
Oh. What was that little laugh after you said Shamar Moore years? One more time?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Because between Don Cornelius and Shamar Moore was at least 50 years. Yes, it was. Yeah,
You was Shamar Moore. You wasn't Maestro.
I didn't know nothing about this afro and this little pencil mic he was holding and them stank bell bottoms. That was a part of the history catalog when I was a kid. It was Shamar Moore. We only known a light skin soul. I was on light skin soul train, okay? When people was doing this when I was a kid, it meant they was churning butter and trying to make bread.
I ain't like light skin Soul Train. This is all they used to do on light skin Soul Train.
That's facts. That's so true.
Yes, I like black. This is black Soul Train. You need to come down.
I got a headache. I got water.
Oh, remember, when in Yamanik, this is when the ladies used to come down and just like,
striking a pose.
Yes, watch your soldier. That's the right soldier.
Pre booty pop Soul Train. That's what it was. Yeah.
The point of Sister Soul Train. When you said your hair flipped back, like right here. On car wash. That's the Soul Train I like.
We're going to have to throw it a commercial. Everybody's going to change their... Oh, my God. Wow.
Since we have to distinguish between the Soul Train 50-year span
I don't know where we go from here.
Don Cornelius didn't play.
Huh?
I said Don Cornelius didn't play because Don Cornelius, when you tried to touch that mic, he used to pull that shit back so hard. Yes!
Oh, he was pre-COVID. He knew what was up back then. That's how he lasted. He was like 103. Dick, y'all know Dick Women was born in like 36. Like, they've been around forever. Because they was... COVID, he knew what was happening early. Like, they got their own mic. They got to get their own mic. Chris.
No, why are you sorry? Don't be sorry. Don't ever stop, please. Speaking of great hosts, Don Cornelius was one. Sherry Shepherd proving to be the next great daytime TV host. B, you're on a roll. Who's been your favorite guest so far? This should be good.
Winnie Harlow.
Winnie Harlow, the model. Yeah.
Yes, I love her. And I just love how she keep it real. She don't be trying to come on there with her, what's that little fake voice they be saying everybody be trying to put on the black people throw on their daytime work voice? What is it called? Cold switching. The daytime talk on the phone work voice.
Can you give us an example of that daytime work voice?
Yes, like when I call my one girlfriend, she goes, "Hey, hello, welcome to AT&T. How are you, man?" I'm like, "Girl, how are you gonna be answering your regular phone and the work phone saying that? Get two lines." That's the first thing. And she's like, "Oh, I didn't see your number pop up." That's the first thing she say. "Oh, I didn't see your number pop up." Just like that, you done went from "Hi, thank you for calling AT&T." Did it. And then, "Oh, I ain't see your number pop up." That don't worry. Yeah, so just be you. And I like how she's just, you know, just very eloquent in her speech, but she just was a real, you know, just herself. I like when people are just themselves 24/7 instead of like when Kanye jumps on and had to do his little code switching voice. I didn't know who the hell he was on the interview. I was listening to it on the show. I thought it was Tiger Woods. Next time you know that's Kanye's gap voice.
What was he on?
I was listening to a news interview he did about why he kicked Gap to the curb. And he was all like, "Well, they didn't honor everything that I thought that they were going to do in the contract. So therefore, since they didn't stand up to their part, I'm not going to honor mine. Why should I?" Who is that on the mic? They talking about that's Kanye. I said, "Hell no. Not the Yeezy. I know, but that's his gap. You got to do what you got to do, you know, to make them $1 million deals. But I know plenty of people making $1 billion, $1 million. Don't be cold switching. I don't think Snoop be walking up in no
Winnie Harlow.
Yeah, there you go. All that stuff is not necessary. Just be you. I ain't saying you got to be all chained out, whooping and be ignorant. You can just still be yourself. Just be you instead of a character or what you think people want you to be. And I tell you, I did not know that was him in the interview when they were talking to him. They was like, "Oh yeah, that's his gap talk to the money people voice."
Yeah, Monica, you had a favorite guest on the Sherry Show.
Me.
All right, now. One down, two to go.
That's right.
Andre, when did you make your appearance on the Sherry Show?
What you say?
When are you making your appearance on the Sherry Show?
Oh, Yamanika. I know she's not talking about her appearance on here.
But I was waiting to see you pop out behind Sherry with the chair and shit, like you were sitting on the stool and I see your head pop out. I knew Dre was going to be on the show in some capacity. I think that would be so funny.
How Chris didn't ask us what we got kicked out of, B. Like, he know it's too many stories we got to narrow down.
Well, I've been kicked out of a lot of stuff.
I've been kicked out of a lot. The first thing I ever got kicked out of was the electric car, the electric street parade at Disneyland, at Disney World. I got too close to Snow White.
Was Snow White the first?
Well, you know what it was? My grandmother kept going, get up in there. I'm trying to get a good picture. This, we was also disposable camera days. So you couldn't look at the picture you took. So, you know, my girl, get up there, go up there. And my grandmother was always trying to push me into stuff. And I didn't want to get that close because I saw them saying that they didn't want anybody in the parade. And by the time my grandmother got finished pushing me up there, I was right next to Snow White. And I remember these two guys, security guards, came and walked me off. I was embarrassed the whole time.
They kicked you out of Disney.
Yeah, I got close to Snow White, and they said it wasn't no little black children in Snow White. Is she one of the dwarves? It wasn't no black dwarves, was it? Okay, let's get her out of here.
Hit you with the Sandman hook.
That don't bring up. I also got kicked off of Showtime at the Apollo, but that was through booing and reckless abandon.
Yeah, Monica, you didn't mention this in your pre-show interview. We were discussing topics. What happened?
Listen, I've talked about it enough. Let me just say, for a while, me and black people weren't getting along. There's no reason for them to boo me when y'all be letting so much mediocre white untalent walk through that damn Apollo stage. They scared to boo white people over there. And it's scared to boo white people in Jesus. Anybody that sing a gospel song, I almost broke it.
I was about to say that. Yeah, if you do a gospel song,
nobody singing a secular song, that block your blessings.
That's the difference between the Apollo and Two Funny Mamas comment section. They will light my ass up if they don't care for something I say.
Oh goodness. Hilarious. All right,
B, you've been kicked out anywhere since Yamanika's steered us back?
I've gotten banned from a place because I was fighting outside of a comedy club, but I've almost got kicked out of
a
hotel for smoking weed.
Oh, remember the time you was in the hotel and they came and knocked on the door?
That's all the time. Which one, Yamanika? They always knocking on my door talking about
what? I was in there trying to suck the weed in. I kept saying no because you be putting them towels and shit down. I said no because they charge shoot, and I said they gonna smile. And so when they came, I was like, I'll try to suck the shit back in because I don't want to get charged. You so remember that?
Was we in Montreal? Where were we?
No, Montreal. We smoked out in the streets in Montreal.
I smoke everywhere that I go. So that's why I'm trying to think.
This is when we was in it. This was Atlanta, when we was in Atlanta. Remember that? And they came and knocked.
Yeah, but it wasn't for smoking. We thought it was. It wasn't for smoking. We was at the W. They put us out. I know. I did almost put out the W.
But I thought they didn't. I think they did knock. What else would they have knocked for?
Because we was loud. Remember, we was up in my room.
Oh, yeah, right.
We was loud. It was like 1 a.m. And we was getting fucked up.
Oh, yeah. It was like, a different kind of loud. I was thinking the other loud, but we both loud.
We were loud.
I don't think anybody believes that statement at all. I do have a question. All of our friend Coco Brown just did the Laugh Lounge segment on Sherry's show. Dead serious question here, and I want all three of your opinions. If this segment takes off, what does that mean for individual stand-up comics? Andre, you start.
Oh, damn, you put me on the spot. I love everything Sherry does.
This is specifically for stand-up comics. Yamanika, what do you think it can do?
Well, you know, I also... Oh, you want to talk now, Andre?
Huh?
Are you ready to talk now? Go ahead.
I think it's a great opportunity, especially for comics who might not, you know, get as much shine. And because Sherry is also a comic, she has her foot on the street, knows, you know, who's out there and what they're doing. So I think it's a great opportunity. I'm trying to be politically correct because I know I'm gonna hear about it later. So I'm just trying to, you know.
I know you always gonna hear.
Be yourself and say whatever you want to say. Do it and be loud and crazy. Because
they gonna always be in your ass. And you still gonna
be on your little podcast. I can fix some shit. B, can I be on your podcast?
Yes, you can. Like you said, the latter, because you can fix some shit. If you can't fix no shit, I'm hate nothing. I can't help you. But since Andre don't want to answer, because he don't want to get in trouble, I feel like what Sherry is doing is, like he said, number one, is giving people that she has faith in and she knows may not necessarily be getting the shine that she sees them in them. However, I feel like when you're given that opportunity, you got to come through. Because Chris, I don't care if you edit it out. You're going to have to edit it out.
Let's not make more work for Key.
Welcome back from commercial, everyone.
So the opportunity presented to stand-up comedians on the Sherry Show. How do you feel about that, Yamanika Saunders?
Well, thank you for asking, Chris. I had to do daytime television, as many people know. I was on the Meredith Vieira Show, and my portion on that show was to be levity and light. But sometimes you can't be those things. And then sometimes you have to understand, when it comes to daytime television, there are a certain demographic that watch that, and it's not necessarily the demographic that would support or go to a comedy show that is happening at night. There are different things between day and night. That's why you have late night talk and you have daytime talk. And the women during the day, they want a certain sensibility towards them that doesn't necessarily have to lean towards somebody killing it on stage. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for the GOAT. When it comes to comedy, they're just looking for somebody that's saying something clever, something that they like. And it may even be corny to us as comedians, the stuff that they will laugh at. So I do think that this is a great opportunity for those comedians at night to come on and do daytime format so that an audience that doesn't get to see them because they're night performers will get to see them during the day. I will also tell you that that is very difficult sometimes to execute. I have had to learn to speak daytime ease. I've had to learn how to get off I need to get off without... Right. You know, now we're talking a lot of innuendos. We're talking a lot of, like, we're going around the bend. You know what I mean? Tongue in cheek. And that stuff can be corny. It can be corny. But thank God, Sherry knows a lot of comedians. She has I've told her about some. I'm sure everybody on this panel has told them. I'm sure the only problem that they'll have in terms of comedians that may not do well or anybody that Chris suggests.
Let me just go ahead and cross off B-flat. What was that, Andre?
Would that be considered comedy code switching?
Yes.
I look at it like this, because we're all professionals and we have all done, well, at this point in my career, and I think in most people's career that Sherry would have on the show, have had some type of interaction with television, big shows, otherwise they wouldn't be on the show. And we all know how to follow direction, listen, we should at this point. It's more to it than what Yamanika is saying to me, aside from the fact that you know it's daytime television, you're looking at your audience. A lot of people don't know how to switch up for their audience. And to me, that makes, I always feel like you're not always being a professional. Because every type of material don't work everywhere. Like you said, nighttime stuff may not work for daytime. So you have to be able to know your audience. And I totally agree with you on that part. When you look out there and you're thinking, like, the people that are watching this are mostly moms, older. So do that type of stuff or something that will give you that 5 minutes. You know you only got 5 minutes to shine. And because of you go out there and do your thing off of that whatever made them laugh and whoever else noticed you, I was like, I just felt like this is, it wasn't working. And the audience wasn't responding. It's not me.
Well, so they're not going to respond. The audience doesn't know how to respond.
I watched it twice.
No. Listen. Once the room goes dead, I have a larger than life personality. And so do you and Andre as well, whenever we allow Andre the opportunity to show the personality. But but in terms of like that room, if you don't know how to get the party started, it is not going to start if you don't know how to do it. Right. But also there are some comedians, I believe that if you go in front of an audience that wants a certain thing, you should give them what they want. If you know that you're a comedian that doesn't want to comedy code switch, as Andre said, don't do those shows. Because I don't have a problem with somebody saying, I don't want to go on there and be placating to people like that. Fair enough. Then don't go do daytime. You need to stay at night and let this be for people who know how to code switch.
I've turned down a lot of things.
Bob Saget was great at code switching, because when people would come see him during the show and all the stuff and then they would come see his real show, they'd be like,
right.
But I have to deal with that as well, because let me just say this.
Don't you look at that as knowing your audience?
No. It is code switching first of all, let me just say this. I respect B and Black women too much to disagree on any platform. If you, whatever you said, sis, I'm with you.
Careful, Yamanika. That's a crazy road to go down with Beverly.
No, it's not. Learn from each other, Chris.
Yeah, the relationship B and I have, and she know I've been on, every time we get together, we on the phone for hours. She's somebody that I go to for wisdom, help, and stuff like that. So I'm not here to disagree with her. I'm here to add an addendum to what's being said.
Right.
In comedy, people expect you to be able to adjust. That's sort of a form of professionalism when you can. Right. I, being a comedian who is raw, but also through time and the environment in which I've been in, to have to do commentary, to have to do daytime and stuff like that, I have learned how to speak that. Now, it was on me to say, do I want to continue to do stuff like that? Yeah, I think it's fun. I don't mind with the audiences, but I don't disrespect anybody who can't do that. Doesn't mean to me that they're professional. They're just somebody that don't want to be a part of that. That mind switch is a lot of work.
They're not professional. What I'm saying, it would be like, I've turned down things that I don't feel fit me. Like my manager, I'm like, I don't want to do that, because I would feel like it's unprofessional of you to take on a gig or something like this, knowing that what you're going to go out there and talk about don't even fit and you don't even care. It reflects on you. And then in a situation where it could be something that could be popping, it could reflect on how they see other people coming on the show.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay.
First and foremost, they cut off television, realizing that they're going to be on television, you want to put your A game. It's only 5 minutes. So even if that means hiring some writers or getting with your friends, this is an opportunity to be.
Don't you hire no writers for 5 minutes? If you ain't got 5 minutes you can put together on your own, you better go get this now.
Thank you, Yami. If you ain't already got 5 minutes, then you shouldn't even be on the show. I don't think that Sherry would be having you on the show. It's for you to take your best.
You better take that with the Kelly Clarkson show.
Exactly.
Don't throw shade at the wonderful Kelly Clarkson.
I'm not throwing shade at Kelly Clarkson, but you know Kelly will get on stage with you and also help you put your set together. So that's the type of hoe she is. Sherry's trying to help you get the shit off the ground. Yo, you got more Sherry. Like, listen, Sherry is Sherry just got a million flowers from Oprah Winfrey. She ain't got time for nobody coming on her show that don't have 5 minutes that they put together themselves.
Thank you. My point, she's bringing on professional people that she has faith in that have to come on there and shine.
Yeah, shine.
Shining, and she ain't bringing on no bullshit.
And let's bring it back to people who know. Listen, no disrespect to Jennifer Hudson and Kelly Clarkson and all these other people that's singing and now they want to talk. We've been talking. Why wouldn't Sherry have her own show? Why is there more comedians out here? Now you don't want to produce no more albums and now you think somebody want to hear you run your mouth on a damn mic?
This is the point in the show where Sherry Shepherd, Kim Whitley of Two Funny Mamas, the opinions reflect today, today do not.
You don't have to do that, Chris, because y'all going to edit the whole thing out. So if they want to know
why. No, let's stay.
17 minutes, that's why. Andre, it's going to be the shortest Two Funny Mama episodes ever.
Andre over there getting acid reflux because he don't want to join the conversation and sucking down that damn oil.
Tell you what, you know where else there isn't any BS? Whenever Andre and Yamanika team up, whether it's Two Funny Mamas or a TV show called Laugh Tracks. Do you remember this, Yam? Did you know that? Check this out. Oh, well, it's Andre. He's a star. Look at him. He's the star. He's the star.
Yeah, that was Andre!
I played a daddy. There we go. I was the deacon. And I think...
Let me hug you!
This is on True TV. I don't know how many years ago, but check it out. So, yeah.
A couple, because I'm still fat. I got my waist down now. Look at my waist. Look at my waist. Look at my waist.
There you go. Did you get them? Put you that know one back up.
I can see it in your neck. You're looking good, man. I can see it in your neck, shoulders, all of that. I see you working out. I see you on IG doing it.
Check out the Yamanika and Andre still, B. Check this out.
I want to see it.
Hang on. We got you. Yamanika in the church.
Wow, Andre, we family.
Hang on.
Yeah. Did you see the episode? I never saw any of them.
It was hilarious. We really? Gotta get you a copy of it. Yeah. It was fun. It turned out beautiful. It really did.
Cool.
Oh, my head is itching.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God, what a small, small world.
I see you, Dre.
How beautiful. I want that. Send me a copy of that. That's going to be my screensaver on my phone.
That's cool. Thanks.
Thank you, Key. I love it. What? Tell us about that TV show a little bit, Yamanika, where you basically do some of your stand up and they act it out, right?
Not some, all of it. I was like, listen, y'all. Y'all running my bitch down into the ground now. So that episode, and what I really appreciate about that is that when Laugh Track started, it was Eric Rivera was one of the comedians that was doing it, or when they were doing it YouTube and all of that. So I was really looking at, he's an amazing storyteller. So I was watching a lot of what he was doing. And I tell a lot of stories also in my act. And so we would just lift up the stories. And that was about how my grandmother used to put me on a prayer list at church, but it'd be the most embarrassing things that she would ask prayer about, you know, like, oh, she ain't got no man. You know, let's pray that she get a little something when she up in New York. You know, they said something about she might have some kidney stones. We got to get a kidney stone. You know, they said the student loan didn't go through. Let's pray for the student loan, you know, and then it was like all these like, other, like, I think, and church is like the most embarrassing things come up because you have to share all these things that you're going through and people have absolutely no filter. So that was just like about all the other things that go up during the prayer, you know, the welcome / prayer request.
The sick and shut in.
Yes.
Sick and shut-in list.
I love it. I love that you all work together and you didn't even realize.
I love that too. Andre, man, baby. Wow. What a blessing. How did you find out that happened?
I did like 3 or 4 episodes, but I didn't have cable at the time, so I didn't watch it.
That's
what we gotta do.
I'm gonna get cash. That's all.
I love it.
Well, good thing Sherry on local television. You can always turn that on.
Okay.
Okay, you can get that national TV for free.
Right, you can put your antenna in the window like my mama got.
I'm doing good now. I got cable. I got the pay channels. I'm straight. I'm in there streaming it all.
All right. So speaking of TV shows, this is a great transition. We've got the Sherry Show. We've talked about that. I want the three of you to usher in a new segment on Two Funny Mamas. I'm anticipating some fill-ins time and again. And I know Sherry doesn't like us talking about her much or talking about her TV show much, but we'll forge ahead.
Big part
of the show are Sherry's units. This is a new segment called Elite Unit. What do you think of this? Let's do this. I'm going to have you all check out some of the hairstyles from Sherry Shepherd, but we're going to showcase them in a
unit.
Very.
How do you know it's called a unit, Chris?
Black girls.
That's what I'm saying. Chris is really, he's not, Chris was not invited to the barbecue. He just showed up.
Listen.
Chris was invited to the barbecue.
He knows a wig is a unit? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Is this offensive? Like,
no, it's great. I just, that's such deep.
And then to Dominica on Tighten Up Tuesday, he's Chris Dizzy.
That's not something I came up with.
Tuesday, he Chris Dizzy, so we always get all these questions already. So he know about the unit and won't he do it and all of that.
Brand new segment, Elite Unit. You guys like the name? Wait till you see what it's about. All right, so let's start this off. So I need B and Yamanika. I'm going to need you two to pick. Andre, you'll serve as a tiebreaker. Let's check out these three hairstyles from the great Sherry Shepherd on the Sherry Show. Look at this. What do you think of this? We like this. Just a quick look. Remember this. Mm-hmm. All right, got the red, darker, longer hair. Looks good. Check this out. Looks functional. She's jumping around all over the stage. She got the flowers from Oprah. Looking good, casual, got that rock black turtleneck. And then you've got the blonde like this. Okay, so remember this. All right, so I need you to vote. So here's how we're gonna showcase these in Elite Unit. Go ahead, Key. We'll go ahead and show the first one and then we will rock this out. Now pay attention. Hey, look at it. So to really get the feel of the unit. We
no, you didn't do Andre like that. No, you did not do Andre like that.
This is the new segment, Elite Unit. Okay, so remember this. So do you like option one?
Which hair are you
on? Not.
It really lets you focus on the wig.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how you know which one the wig is good, when you're only focusing on the wig.
On the wig, right.
Are you also getting rid of some of his skull in the process? I don't understand what's going on here.
Listen, no one said this was an Elite Photoshop segment. This is it's about the hair. Okay, so number one, here's the Sherry version. The Andre version. Number two, Sherry. Andre.
Andre look like my grandma right there for real.
And Summer Blondre. Summer Blondre. Check it out.
Oh. Andre, you can rock number two. You can get away with you look like my grandma before she plug all her grains. Yeah, that's believable right there.
That's a pimp look.
Yamanika, do you have a vote?
I mean, I think you should just call the segment unit with a question mark.
No one asked for your creative input. Did you vote?
Vote on what? On how insane you are.
Which one? What's that?
On if Sherry, you're voting on if Sherry and Dre had to share a wig.
You want us to vote on whether Sherry looked better or Dre looked better?
No.
Best on Dre.
Which unit is most functional? It's Elite Unit. It's about the hair. It's about the hair.
Best on Dre.
All right.
I didn't say anything about Sherry versus Dre. Let's make that perfectly clear. Andre, you know why I'm making this clear right now.
Okay. And I'm glad you rolled out the red carpet on that because I was confused. Now, I need to see them again because I was so distracted by the nonsense. I wasn't even focused.
One
I need
more time, to see Key?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Sherry.
And remember, y'all,
absolutely not.
Wig looks best on Dre. That's what you focus on.
It's about
that
the
looks like my aunt. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I told you it was like my grandma.
Yeah.
This one don't work for you. They don't work for you. That is not the real
one. We call that one Blondre.
I think number two, because that number two cut is a cut that a woman with a handsome face could pull off.
Rare. Yeah, you could rock that.
Yeah.
Our first ever elite unit.
Yeah. B said that looked like her grandma, and that looked like one of my aunts on my father's side.
Andre, how do you like the new segment?
I have no words. I'm stunned. That was different.
Different. I thought you'd be ecstatic. That was fantastic.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Chris, what would you like wearing the wigs?
That was like a Sylvester kind of vibe, you know. I dig that.
You just age yourself again. Now, nobody know who the hell Sylvester is. Yeah. They think he's the Tweety Bird cartoon.
There it is.
Sorry.
Or Rocky.
There it is. I've been good.
Hey, all this great. Yeah. They know I'm 5, so it's all good, too.
Only... You broke the record last time. Today, only one N-word to bleep out. Congratulations.
No, we're still rolling.
Now that we've all recovered from Elite Unit, my goodness. Do we want to just support a black business and read a couple comments and get out of here?
Also, I found the pajamas that Tanya brought me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, ain't that cute. Short set.
And I can't find my glasses by Rocky, so when I find them, Chris, I'm going to take a picture. Can you just install it in one of the other episodes?
Well, check it out. Right here, we've got photos. Eyewear by Rocky. You can check this out. You can get everything online. I-W-E-A-R. That's right.
You made some pink ones for me.
Eyewear by Rocky. Rocky's R-A-Q-U-I. Eyewear by Rocky. B-Y-R-A-Q-U-I. Check them out. And a great...
Say that one more time. Let us see your weight loss one more time.
Wait, let me get a full...
Andre. What are you doing? Yeah. Andre
looking at no damn weight loss.
Looking good, mama. Looking good.
Thank you. Yeah, he's concerned about my weight loss.
Yeah, where does he see the weight loss at, Dre?
Huh?
Where do you see the changes take place at, owner?
Oh, why you put me on blast? Come on now. Work with me. Family.
I didn't see no waist. All I saw was chest.
Oh, you didn't see my... I'm going to get a breast reduction, though. That's
no, don't do that.
You see, that's what he's looking at.
It's a lie.
That's what he was looking at. That's your waist loss. Messing with Andre. He was up there talking about, don't do that. Don't do that.
You want a couple listener comments and we'll call it. What do you think?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Oh my goodness. These are not, I was going to prepare these. I didn't expect Elite Unit to take so much out of everybody. Oh my goodness.
Yes, you did, Chris.
B. Martinez, Ms. Raiders. She said, God bless Kim and her big heart. Last week, obviously some reflection on David A. Arnold. So many great comments. And here's an announcement. Sherry and Kim's channel. This is what I love to think of. I like to think of David responding to them. His video, his tribute video of all his appearances on Two Funny Mamas, now the number one video on the Two Funny Mamas NAACP Image Award winning site, north of 300,000 views. And thank you to all the fans for checking that out. I'm sure that makes Kim and Sherry very happy. And you know David would have something smart I like to say about it, so I love it. Shout out to Vita Red, says love y'all. A couple more. Sharon Shaw says this is such a beautiful show. Started crying when Kim started crying. MW, this show is hilarious. I love Kim and Sherry together. You will see Kim and Sherry together plenty, but there will be some very fun fill-in shows just like the one today. Here's one. You'll appreciate this, Andre and B. Chris is stupid funny, always snickering like that dog Precious on the old cartoon.
Oh, not Precious. Oh, Chris, they said stupid
with
funny.
Snidely Whiplash.
What's that?
With Snidely Whiplash.
Yes, that's the one. Right? Like that one.
Oh.
Also, shout out to all the great listeners. Lots of fun comments from when Andre and I did a little throwback show with Kim and Jerry O'Connell showing up. There was this Yamanika. Yamanika, can you tell us what's happening? If you're listening, Yamanika has shown back up with a ski mask on.
I had to, you know, wait till I get
yeah. What's that girl group over there that they blocked from singing the, what's the name of them, Chris?
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
TLC.
No, it's like a group that they banned in Russia, and they sing about like sex and stuff, and they wear the ski mask like that.
Oh, P word.
You know it's the P word. I can't say it, but you know what I'm talking about.
P Riot.
I'm their manager. I knew it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my secret identity. I manage them on the side.
All these years, I kept saying the way they get down and the way they be all up on the camera like this. I said, Yamanika is their manager.
You know, I'll be getting it.
All right, you three have absolutely crushed today. I can't thank you enough for coming on. Sherry and Kim are happy. They'll be back next week. But Andre, before we go, plug what you need to plug, and let's get to the ladies after that.
Kim's Closet, KYMCloset.com, and 16th Productions, number 16th Productions.com. You can follow me on IG, DeAndre Lavelle. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
B, what about you?
Follow me at Flat Out Funny. Make sure you also follow me at Frugal Flip, where I'm always flipping shit and making it fly. Get your flash rags at buyjack.com and make sure you look out for the Get Out and Vote tour, which starts next Friday. I'm coming to your city. And if you don't see me in your city, you'll be seeing me back here whenever you don't see Kim and Sherry. It's going to be us. So get used to looking at us.
P Riot Manager.
Yes. If you want to see my beautiful face, you got to go to my Cash App. Mm-hmm. I also got a Cash App. Everything is at Yamanika, and I mean, I need money stats because I got to get to Russia, and I got to get them out of jail, and then I got to see what's going on with Brittany Renner. Now,
you got a lot of catching up to do. They've been locked up a long time.
Brittany,
honey, I got to do a lot. It's a lot over here, but let me tell you something. I got to keep it moving because I need you to hit my Cash App up because I haven't been able to afford to get the nostril inserts so that I can breathe. So we had enough money the other day to get the lips going. I've finally been able to speak. For a while, I was just eyeballs blinking in the wind. If you want to get anything with me, go through Chris because his credit is clean and we launder everything through his Chase bank account. Always have you a white man that got a Chase bank account that you can launder black money through. So,
for the black business.
That's the support I wear by Rocky. Support black business.
This is not the I wear by Rocky. This is actually the I wear by 125th Street.
Oh, there it is. Mark that down, Key. And listen, don't hang up, you three. Thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. Keep supporting Sherry. Watch the Sherry Show. Support Kim. Follow both of them on Instagram. Follow all three of our co-hosts on Instagram. We'll be back next week. And tell your friends. Subscribe to the Two Funny Mamas YouTube channel. We're keeping this party going. Thanks, everybody.
Tighten up Tuesday.
Pay to see my face.
Reeling them in.
Don't cut it, Key.
Reeling them in.
Let them go.
Oh, Dre gonna throw the snake in.
Camera's on you at Soul Train. Okay. Andre, go.
Go.
Yo, shit, you better hit him with the snake. Yeah.
Oh, Jerry, you got to hit him with something. Road train.
That's chair walk.
Oh, Jerry, you can go hit him with something like this.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey! Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
She is a good.
Go on, throw your dollars, Dre. Go on, throw your dollars. He if you're talking about, ah, yeah.
Make it rain. Make it rain.
All right. Let's get a thumbnail of the three of them, maybe. And then.
You know you had a good time, Chris.
I did. I did.
Good
smile.
Stuff.
Smile, please.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.